Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
There once was a zombie walking in the woods. Out came a zombie and they held a hood. And the two of them went together into the forest. And out came another dinosaur, Gorus. I don't know what the heck the dinosaur is, Gorus. Oh, I know what a dinosaur, Gorus. He's killing people, zombie-diving, and chomping them up and eating them up and then dum-dum-dum-dum and yum-yum-yum and yum. And I think we're going to go with the random vote of the day for tonight's show. Good morning, world, people listening and everything else. I have some bad news today. Jazzy will not be joining us today. But I have some good news, too. EW will be joining me today. Hi, EW!
Yay! Oh, wait, not the Muppet Show?
Not the Muppet Show. Phenomenon!
Oh.
It's one of my favorite episodes, is the one that Sandra Bullock guest stars.
Now, so you're going to make me go back and watch them all again.
Well, yeah. Of course. Like, what else would you want to do with the Muppet Show? Oh, by the way, they came up with bobbleheads recently for the Muppets.
Did they really?
Yep, for Kermit, Miss Piggy, Animal, and Dr. Teeth, of all people. I don't know why they picked Dr. Teeth as opposed to any of the other Muppet characters. Oh, and Fozzie Bear, too.
I kind of could expect where Dr. Teeth would come from.
Yeah, but I want to see the rest of the band. If you're going to put the band in, if you're going to put any of the band in, put the rest of the band in, too. That should have been a band special where they put, like, all five members of the band. What's her face with the hairy, long, blonde hair? The other dude guy. And, Animal was done, so he's part of the band, too.
I like the dude guy.
The dude guy's like, dude, man. Dude.
Dude. Maybe we should put some peanut butter on there.
No.
You didn't see The Great Muppet Caper.
I did not. I haven't watched any of the Muppet movies. I've only seen the Muppet shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're missing out there.
No, I'm not.
The Great Muppet Caper was hilarious.
No. No,
they wanted to escape from jail, and they said, put peanut butter on the bars.
Yeah, because that'll work. I just saw a teacher that said, keep calm and kill walkers, and I thought it was keep calm and kill wankers. I was like, what?
Oh, boy.
That's like a whole completely different ball of wood.
Yep, definitely.
Yep, so we're not going there. Oh, hey, new cool stuff. Look at that. Oh, look at the Venom bottle cap opener. That's neat. Yeah. Ooh, new communicators, too. And a Klingon disruptor gun. Awesome.
Aren't they going to be doing new equipment for, like, the new movie?
Which one? Oh, Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yeah, they released some toys and stuff. Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It was a little while ago. Anchorman has a 13-inch action figure coming out. Nah, it's funny.
Is that funny. Is it with removable pants?
I don't know. I wasn't going that far, but yes, it looks like it is. Create your own zombie action figure kit. Yeah, no, ooh. I don't think so. It's too expensive. Nobody's going to buy it.
Zombies in the hood, yes.
Zombies are in the hood. They're in every hood. Ooh. Space 1999. Eagle 1 transporter. Model kit. Awesome. By the way, new catalog came out today.
I'm getting that. I mean, I've kind of picked up on that there. Waiting to hear about the new Enterprise.
They have a 7-inch resin bust for Ron Burgundy from Anchorman. That's awesome. I'm not buying it because nobody's going to buy that. But that's funny.
Wow. I got to tell you, though, that's smart marketing. What was that guy from Kiss? Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons is the smartest man. Ooh, that Hulk is cool. smartest financial dude face out there. He understood the potential for the marketing on everything when he started. Look at all the Doctor Who stuff. Cufflinks. Doctor Who cufflinks.
Hello, 50th anniversary, 2 months away.
I know. Lots of toys coming out. Ooh, more Sonic screwdrivers.
Uh-huh.
Plush toys. I may have to bring some of those in. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I don't care about those things there. Doctor Who, cool. Sorry, lost train of thought. Bing, bing. Reboot.
My brain went to Doctor Who, and that was it. I was stuck there.
Ooh, that's a cool action figure. Batman, red costume, Kai. You were talking about new Star Trek. I haven't seen it, but I know that they listed it out before. But most of the stuff that they had for the new movie was like, kind of lame.
Well,
it was kind of mediocre. It was kind of what...
Did you notice the guns were different from the very first movie? The little laser guns or stun guns?
Phasers?
Phasers, yeah. I was trying to, because there was a difference. Back in the original Star Trek movies, the phasers look like a little, almost like a mini cell phone, you know?
Well, they were. I mean, the phasers were essentially the communicators flipped up around.
Yeah, but...
Then they brought in the phaser pistols.
Yeah, that was a total different thing. But it kind of spun, which was interesting, too.
Oh, you mean the front end of it went...
Well, it would turn... It would be red on one side. When it was ready to shoot, it was green. I was like, oh, okay. That one threw me off a little.
Well... It's the whole thing about Star Trek Star Wars was all blasters, guns, pow, bang. Okay, whatever.
What was that sound effect? I'm trying to figure that one out. Was that being phased out?
Yes, that was the as it was being flossed on, it sent goodbye.
Gotcha. Beam me out, Scotty.
Exactly. So when they wanted to dematerialize, you go, you know, so it's like, okay, well, that's... Ooh. Oh, they had the one episode, too, where they actually explored part of that. What happens if they don't exactly materialize my molecules in exactly the same place? You're a big pile of goo. What do you mean? Like that guy right there. He's turned into a big pile of goo. Ooh. Big pile of goo.
They did that on the movie as well, which was hilarious.
Yes. Because they were renovating the system, and the system was not quite... We're not quite sure if it's working fully yet. Give it a try anyways, we got it! Oh, well, he was a red shirt, wasn't he?
Whatever happened to that dog? I'll let you know whenever he rematerializes.
Yeah, something like that. So, something like that.
Now, what do you think about the characters? You've got, the main characters...
Wait, the new Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
I liked both of them ones. I just was not as enthused by Khan.
I'm getting a lot of that. Nobody
threw
thought
me
he
off.
Was, well, I mean, but it, she didn't have this, I don't know how do you describe the original Khan, but.
Original Khan with Montalban. Whatever the hell his name was.
Ricardo
Montalban. He was cool because he brought a very specific type of style and texture to the character. It was a very Latino style that was very, look at me, I am suave, I am cool, but I still kick your ass and break your neck and fingers and like make you eat them kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But the new Khan was more, I'm very crazy. I'm very strong. You can't do jack to me. Bring it on. And that was it.
But the thing is it's a storyline. I mean, a time change. So this technically would be, if you go by the original series, the original Khan was met first before he had his wrath. So, you know, and in a sense, you meet Khan instantly before he's had a chance to really develop and have an anger against Kirk and everybody for doing something. So the timeline's totally off.
Yeah, but these movies are not about the timelines because the timelines are not the same thing. It's not using the same modus operandi that that the original series was in. They right. The original series was more campy. The movies, these movies anyways, were supposed to be a more serious commentary. I liked what the story was, but I expected more from Khan to be a deeper character. He just seemed to be, okay, that was fairly obvious. Yeah, we knew he was going to do that. Yeah, we knew he was going to do that. Well, maybe not everybody knew that, but I kind of gathered and figured out that as the movie was progressing, it's like, yep, he's going to do that. Yep, he's going to betray them. Yep, he's going to do that. Yep, he's going to do that. Because it kind of was broadcast throughout the entire thing. I thought he was boring.
Another thing, though, they did, and I didn't know, I wasn't expecting this. I had never even heard about it when I heard about bits and pieces of the movie. Leonard Nimoy made another appearance.
Yes, he's going to appear in every movie, from what I understand.
Oh, awesome. I did not know that. But it's the way they did it, I give you this. This was kind of cool. Spock asking Spock for advice.
Well, that was actually... Well, there were a lot of these little gimmigits throughout the entire movie that I thought were hilarious. The whole exchange between Spock, or young Spock and young Kirk, with young Kirk in the reactor room. It's like, oh, for the...
Don't spoil it.
Whatever it is. That one scene... The reversal on it was awesome.
Yeah. He spoiled it.
No, I did not spoil it. Anybody who hasn't seen the movie by now, gosh darn it, you should have seen it by now. It's out on Blu-ray even, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's out on DVD now, but...
it's even on Netflix, I think.
I think almost every character they've got... I loved Bones during the originals. I mean, he was, like, to me, that dry humor... always would come out, and the guy that's playing him now, God, he's perfect. He is Bones.
And yeah, then, no, he's a, he. Well, the guy who plays Bones. And did you notice Nurse Ratched was in the background?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I missed.
She's
that.
In there as well. There's a guest appear of Nurse Ratched, and there was a couple of other minor characters throughout the series that did some guest appears too. I can't remember who they were.
But, I do love, though, there was a good comedy bit there when they told Chekhov to go put on a red shirt. That was, like, the best moment.
Oh, wait, Scotty wasn't in this movie too much.
Scotty. Yeah, he was out for quite a bit.
Simon Pegg, he was only in it for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. That was kind of a sad moment. I don't know why they... I mean, I understand how the storyline fits and did that, but I didn't understand that particular line.
I completely blanked on the whole chief engineer in the engineering room. It's just... Yeah, it didn't work too well. But
right.
If we're going to talk movies, we're going to talk about some other movies for a little bit.
Oh, well, you know, I've got my two reviews. I'm desperate to say.
I know, but that's why I'm going to go first with the two movies I watched this weekend.
All right.
So I watched Elysium and World's End. We'll go with Elysium first because, well, it was one of those interesting movies. They originally did the movie District 9. I love that movie because that movie is so beautifully well done. It was, at first, you hate the guy. By the end of the movie... You feel not only overwhelming sympathy for the guy, but you actually feel sad for him. And that was beautifully done. But Elysium was a strange attempt to try and bring the cool factor of District 9 into a, call it Bourne Ultimatum style thing. And it didn't quite work that well. And I hear a lot of typing.
That's your special guest.
Oh, well, we'll bring him in a second. They'll, I'm sure, talk up a storm, I'm sure. But I wanted to get movie reviews done first. Priorities, bros. Priorities. So Mr. Matt Damon in Elysium, he was fine as an actor in this movie, but I didn't really buy it. I didn't buy him playing a kind of... stupid, well, not necessarily stupid, but backwoods, not quite educated character in a world that all of a sudden gets to the super-duper space station. Meh.
Yeah, the preview alone didn't sell it to me either.
It's a beautiful-looking movie, but it seems like they tried to use too many archetypes to really roll with the characters and whatever, and I think it kind of fell a little flat. It was okay, it was fun, but it was really kind of mediocre. What's her face? Man, not Jodie Foster. The main girl, the bad girl in the movie.
Jodie Foster?
That was Jodie Foster, okay. Yeah. I didn't really buy her as the evil bad. You know? She's like, oh yes, kill them. Why? They're not ours. Let them go. Kill them. She just was kind of flat there too.
Yeah.
But the movie that I enjoyed like a son of a gun was World's End.
Which looks hilarious.
Okay. So I first started watching this movie thinking, I'm going to laugh a mile a minute right from the beginning. And it was like, okay, this is kind of sappy, boring, lame, done a million times, boring. Maybe I should turn it off around here. Crap, man, I really got this. I don't want to watch this movie now. Bye. What the hell? Holy crap, that was hilarious. And then it just gets funnier. I think they did this on purpose. Like, the beginning half of the movie is, like, really kind of... It's like the way I like to try to write a bunch of short stories. It takes you down and sucks you into a path of, okay, you're going to expect this. It's going to be like this. They're on a bar hop, blah, 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 blah. And then, bam, you've got a completely different movie going on. And it just keeps going at 10 million miles a minute. Funny, 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 funny. Cool, cool, cool. Funny, 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 funny. And this is me giving a review without any spoiler alerts. Oh, by the way, there's a lot of beer in this movie.
Yeah, well, yeah. I expected that, especially for what the premise of the movie was.
The Golden Mile Walk. Which is, they had 13 bars along this one stretch of a couple of miles in this place in merry old England, and they were going to hit every single bar before night was over, and then they're going to get drunk. I was going to use another word in there because they use that word a lot. They get drunk and fall face down on the ground and go, ah, that was a good day, woohoo. But something else happened. So fun movies. But you saw a couple movies too, Gopher?
Well, actually, I did. I switched out the usual premise in doing movies. I did see a couple, but I actually, the big thing that everybody was talking about this week was release of a new TV series last week, and the second episode actually aired this week, and a brand new episode of a show started, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Garbage, crap. Poop on them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about that in a second. But the first one I was going to mention was Sleepy Hollow. Well, I thought that was where it was going to be. I honestly did. I saw some horrible reviews. I saw some horrible reviews, and I began to wonder, is it really that bad? So I started on Hulu and I started watching, and this series started off with suspense and literally ended with suspense, and the action was mixed, but and I forget I didn't look up all my actors before I did this, but there's what's his name, Orlando
Unbloom.
Yeah, there you go. As he's the head of the police department. But the guy who's the sheriff literally loses his head right in the beginning. And I'm like, you see the guy. You know who he is. I mean, so there's some names in here. And the guy who plays Sulu in Star Trek is actually one of the characters in this as well.
Wait, you mean Harold Kumar? Sorry, Harold from Kumar and Harold.
Yeah, oh, okay. Don't do that to me.
Yeah. Well, I abbreviate the movie. I mean, I'm not going to memorize the whole freaking name of a title of a movie. I'm going to abbreviate it, yo. Yeah,
but you know the guy who plays Sulu in the new Star Trek.
Yes.
So, yeah, and he actually plays a character in here, and there's a very wicked scene that happens to him. And so the way I thought it was going to be was something like Under the Dome.
Did he pull out the sword that collapsed and expanded?
No. Do you want to know what happens to him?
No, I have no intention of watching the show for a while.
Yeah, I think once you get to watching it, you're going to be regretting you didn't start right at the beginning.
Nah, I'd have insufficient time to watch TV shows anymore. I'll be happy when Walking Dead starts and I can watch all the episodes. That's about it. I mean, I'm not really looking for... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm going to try and get into.
I'll get you on that one here in just a second. But I will say this. The premise is that both the Horsemen and, the supposedly scary guy, scared of everything the way the cartoons were, comes back.
You mean Ichabod?
Ichabod Crane, yeah. And, but he's not really scary. He's the one that took, in the beginning here, he's the one that took the horseman's head.
Okay.
So there's a nice premise where how it brings him into this time, but when you begin to find out who the horseman is, this whole story changes, and I can see why people...
I'm the horseman! I knew it!
No, but I can see why people got upset. However, it is a pretty action, pretty good action series. It does have some great special effects in it, from, seeing this wicked horse to, they talk about all the, typical things of this time, because according to the storyline that Ichabod Crane was during the Salem witch trials.
Yep.
So you're going to have the witches, you're going to have all the different things in there, and that's what they're living up to so far. And, in these last two episodes, if you can get past what you think the original way it was, and kind of get into it now, it's not bad.
Forget what you know.
Yeah.
The world is different.
Yeah, you have to do it that way for this one, but it's interesting. So, okay, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, my God.
Was Power Man in it?
No.
Okay, so the one guy wasn't Power Man, even though he's supposed to be indestructible and just sort of jumps off the top of a building and lands on the street and goes, wow.
I'm not going to say much about it because you have to watch why he is what he is. That's why I'm try my best to not give any spoiler alerts in here. But, of course, the preview showed Agent Coulson coming out, who... was supposed to be dead, right?
He is dead.
Well, you have to watch the series, but
Coulson is an LMD.
That's what I'm wondering. There's this big hint in the beginning.
He's an LMD. LMD or clone. One or the other.
I'm thinking clone. That's where I'm thinking. I'm thinking clone.
Well, I thought clone right off the bat because
he has all the memories of Coulson.
One of the storylines in both the comic book and that they hinted at the end of the Avengers movie was that Coulson was going to end up being the source for Vision. And Vision is an android, but he's got the memory engrams of another character called Wonder Man.
Gotcha.
So they didn't bring Wonder Man into the current Ultimate comics. So, it could just as easily have been Coulson now that they introduce as... the Vision.
And I could see that being a possibility, the way they're going with it. He is still, in a sense, a key factor, still somewhat of a comic of what the way he was with the others, that kind of dry humor. But I love his interrogation methods.
ooh, does he hit him with a stick?
No, it's better. You just got to watch it. It's pretty good. And I want to see. I'm hoping we see more from a couple of other characters. Like God, and see, this is one of those things. I need to write these names down. But the one Oriental lady they have,
Psylocke.
No, that's not who they called her. It was like,
I know who you're talking about.
May something, yeah.
She's a martial artist type.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's Asian, so she must be a martial artist.
Yeah, well, there's a scene where he runs into her or comes to talk to her and says, he wants her to drive the bus. And she's like, no, I'm not going back into the field. And he gets to talking and he goes, this is the place where they make the red tape, isn't it? I always wondered.
Ah.
So, yeah, there's some comedy in there, but there is some pretty good action, and I'm hoping they keep going with it. Now, obviously, they got to tell the story along with what they're doing, so there is going to be some of those moments, but it really wasn't bad. It was pretty impressive, and I've been looking through reviews. I have yet to find a bad review.
I have heard nothing bad on the show yet. I have thankfully not seen any spoiler alerts on Facebook, which is kind of a surprise. It's been on for a day now. So that's good.
Yes. Well, and I did, like I said, I try to do my best to not give any spoilers because there are some major things that kind of break in here that will get you thinking.
Yeah, and the biggest comparison is going to be driven on this and has already been, and I've already compared it to, is Heroes. Heroes, I thought, was so freaking cool the first season because, you know, they're operating at a low budget, so they're really doing it. It's all about story. And
well,
what I'm afraid of is that the Agents of
low
thing,
budget.
It's not low budget, but no. What I'm feared is that they're going to keep doing the accelerated super baddie, 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 super, 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 super. And this is the thing that drives me nuts in comic books nowadays, and any comic book related thing, is that you can only keep propagating the story along when you keep making a bigger, badder, better, better, burger, bigger, better, badder, bitter, bagger, whatever, bad guy. And the only way to actually... Because Superman, I've never been a big Superman fan because he's invulnerable. Nobody can kill him. Nobody can do anything. Oh, wait, they killed him. But he came back! So
right.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's always coming back. Even after, well...
He's died like twice.
Yeah.
Maybe three times. No, wait, there was a classic original storyline where he died. And then there was the Doomsday storyline where he died. And then they killed him again a little while ago. Yeah, never been a real big fan of the whole kill the character, bring him back. Once he's dead, he's dead. Leave it that way.
I'll tell you what, they kind of mentioned something in here as well, which was pretty cool, and that was describing there's heroes, there's superheroes, there's aliens, and then there's gods. And when they go, there's gods, they said, I don't think Thor is really a god.
Well, the funny thing is in the Ultimate Comics series, Thor is not a god.
Right.
He's the reincarnation of somebody who thinks he's a god, but has been given accelerated abilities.
Nice. Oh, okay.
So he believes he's a god. He believes, and he probably is the reincarnation of that god, but he's not really a god.
Well, two returning characters that you'll see in here. If you remember Avengers itself, do you remember the lady that helped? Oh God, my brain just went blank. One Eye. What was his name?
One Eye.
Yeah,
that leaves open doors so many that we don't want to go there.
The guy, the head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maria Hill.
Well,
that's the person, Maria Hill.
That was on the ship with him, right?
Yes, that's his second in command.
Okay, she is now there with Coulson. So the two characters from the Avengers is in the film. And that's why I'm beginning to say it can't be, it's not going to be low budget.
No. And I expect that if they're smart, they'll keep the special effects low key for a while and then just blast you with some really cool... And keep the budget that way. So that's like, okay, you can splurge on this, but for the rest of it, let's just have guys in tights doing their thing, blah, 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 and it doesn't require a lot of special effects.
I'm curious on one thing, and that's where I'll leave it at. Will there be any cameos?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. It'll probably be integrated as part of a multi-platform, multi-pronged marketing campaign for each of the superhero movies as they come out, because Marvel has thousands of characters to play with, and which is why I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a great platform to play with, because then you can introduce lower key characters and say, hey, how does it look? Do they play on TV? People love this character. Let's get a movie going.
It's gotcha. And since the new Avengers movie is coming out in 2015, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of integration in the storyline that's going to connect to that as well.
Yep. And the new Thor movie is due out either late this year or next year? Next year,
2014, yeah, next.
So, well, with that note... yeah!
driver. Mama says that I never, never mind her. Got no brains, I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one big brain.
With Metal Health, because that's more or less precisely the particular component of what's going on inside my head right this second. Possibly even a few more minutes after I can finish catching a breath back after actually going and talking like that, because that kind of way talking is kind of like, whoa.
For a moment there, I thought I was talking to Bill Cosby.
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Who dat?
Okay.
Does he like Jell-O?
Yes, he does.
I love Jell-O. Jell-O is good. Me likes the Jell-O. Okay. So, today we're going to be joined by a new person to... I don't think he's ever actually been on the show. I know I've heard his voice before. I've met him, too. No,
oh, awesome.
Wait. No, I haven't.
No?
No, not that one.
Oh.
No, but we're going to have him on the show for tonight anyways. Are you ready? Clap your hands. Do the little clappy hand thingy.
Oh, well, let me get the clappy hand thingy. Hold on.
That's okay.
On.
I just pretended. Clap, 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 clappy hand thingy.
There you go. There you
Look,
go.
Look, you got clappy hand thingy noises.
I do.
So, we're going to welcome the little dude onto the show for tonight. Is the little dude with us?
Hi.
Hi. How goes
it? How you doing?
Oh, I'm always freaking amazing. How about yourself?
I don't know. Have you been eating your cookies lately?
I eat cookies every day, and this is the only thing that keeps the apocalypse away.
What about brains?
Brains are always tasty. I got some brain donuts sitting right over there for me to enjoy after the show's finished.
What about brain cookies?
I had those for breakfast. Part of an important meal. Every day, should have one. Or two.
Whee!
Possibly even three. Yeah,
Four is always good, though.
Well, four is my limit. I go four cookies in the morning, and that sets my day off right.
Okay.
It works. It works.
Yeah.
So, little dude, how is it going with you?
Awesome.
It is? That's good. Are you happy to be on the show today?
Just listening to you makes me laugh so hard that I cry.
I heard I knocked you off your seat the one day.
Yeah, I actually fell on the floor, went headfirst into the kitchen floor, and, yeah.
Excellent.
And I didn't feel pain, I just kept on laughing. Well, I didn't notice.
That's the whole thing. I mean, laughter is the best healing, restorative type thing for the world. It makes people feel gooder.
Yeah. I mean, when I got up, I didn't feel any, like... pain to my head because I was just too busy laughing, you know?
Well, when Greg told me about that, I laughed my ass off because it's like, really? That's funny. That's awesome.
Well, and then you know what I did afterwards with my pain?
You harnessed it and used it to kill something.
No.
Oh, okay.
I hit it with a stick!
Hit it with a stick! Yeah, I'm not going to live that one down now, am I? Nope.
You can't.
I can't. But it's a good one. It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
I just killed something, so I have to throw it out now. You didn't hear me because I had the volume down, but I just killed something. Killed it. Cool. Killed it. Didn't need a stick. I used my finger.
Cool.
Because I got zombie
fingers. I wish I
could
do that.
Oh, you can. It's just an application of the mind over matter and the mental application of saying, ooh, look, I can do this. Yep.
Brain waves.
Exactly.
Wait, was that someone's head? No.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Get Greg to watch your movie Scanners.
I've heard of that movie.
He probably won't let you watch it because it might be a little bit too much for you. But.
Yeah, about guy with mental power make brain.
Brains
explode.
Go boom. No. Yeah. Fun stuff,
and
fun stuff.
And then you can't eat them, which is sad.
Oh, no, we can. It's called soup.
Yeah, well...
Cook the bits. Oh, gobbly, 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 gob. Yep. Yep. That's what I say. Oh, full of that. So I hear you do comics.
I do the comics.
What kind of comics is you reading right now?
I've, like, almost a whole series of, like, different Deadpool stuff.
Awesome.
We have a lot of stuff that my dad has collected over the years, but mostly Deadpool. He's my fave.
He's a lot of people's favorite right now.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see why. I mean, you know, he's awesome.
He's messed up, but it's fun.
Hey! Yay!
No, it's a good messed up. I like it. Deadpool's fun. I love reading Deadpool.
Deadpool is messed up, and I appreciate messed up.
Well, exactly. Have you...
Because in some cases, when I read those books, I become messed up.
Precisely. It's transference.
Me.
Exactly. Have you been reading the Deadpool Kills the Deadpool universe?
Oh, no, I haven't collected that. I'll bribe my dad to buy an issue or two.
Good plan. It's only 4 issues.
Oh.
But there's 3 different series of 4 issues, where Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. Cool. Deadpool kills the literary universe. Because you know he's going to go and kill Huckleberry Finn and everybody else.
Yeah, Deadpool Killustrated, that's what it's called.
Exactly. And then it's now Deadpool Kills Deadpool.
Wow.
So it's all the alternate Deadpools all together in this one series of books going and killing things. Lots of killing going on.
I'm sweating right now in amazement.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that.
I sweat when I get excited.
Ah, I gotcha. I understand. It's called adrenaline. It's moving. It's pumping. It's going. It's growling. Screw. Do-do-do-do-do. All that stuff. Right?
Whenever I hear the name Deadpool, I go like, huh? Did you just say what I think I said?
Do you want to know what kind of Deadpool stuff is coming out?
Lay it on me, buddy.
Okay, well, now that we have new pop figures coming out for Deadpool... And where did the Deadpool section go? There was a whole bunch of Deadpool stuff. Gotta get it, get it, get it. I had it in front of me, too. Turn the page, turn the page, turn the page. Okay, quickly turn the page. Nope, not that page. Okay, that page. So, we got some glasses coming out. We've got key holders coming out. We've got buttons. We've got more buttons. We've got magnets. We've got glasses. And mugs. Oh, and a bottle opener. A metal bottle opener in the shape of Deadpool's head. When you gotta get a cold beverage. Wait, everybody's on Twist Offs now, aren't they?
I actually have, like, a figurine with all the weapons, like, you can take out and put in his hand, and put, like, guns and swords and stuff in his hands. Excellent. And I actually have the figurine in my freaking basement.
Awesome. So it's the action figure, right?
Yeah.
The Marvel Select, whatever, he's got like all of the stuff and it's a big base and stuff on that. Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
And it came with scenery, but I don't really use it.
Why would you?
I don't know.
It's not needed.
Dude, scenery's for losers. You can make up your own scenery and you can be approved.
Exactly.
But the scenery is basically like an alleyway, and it's like the ground with like a bunch of ammo, like bullet shells.
Yep.
Like the casing of it.
Yeah.
Lying on the ground, and like he has his back to this brick wall that's been blasted down to smithereens.
And beyond.
And beyond.
Exactly. Well, isn't that spiffy? Do you read anybody else besides Deadpool?
Not really in particular right now.
Oh, okay. So you're going to have to expand your horizons and read some other books, too. Because there's a lot of good books out there.
Oh, I went to this horror con.
Uh-oh.
I took a picture with Deadpool.
Awesome. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I met Claire Coffey. She's that witch, weird witchy thing from Grimm.
Yep.
Nicest person ever.
You find a lot of actors are going to be like that. Very friendly, very communicatable. That makes up for the ones who are complete doinks, who just sort of like, I don't want to talk to you right now, I'm too better for you, kind of thing.
And this might make you mad, depending on how this works. I met Carl from The Walking Dead.
Excellent.
He's that, like, kid that kills all the zombies.
Yeah, he's that kid. That's the kid he is.
And so I met him. I got a picture of him.
I saw an awesome picture of the cast on a panel with Daryl doing the peace sign behind the back of Carl's head, and Carl's looking, what? It's funny. It was very funny. Ooh, when you get the opportunity, read Godzilla. The new Godzilla series is fun.
Yeah. I've only seen about a few Godzilla movies. I mean, I've seen a lot, but there's been like a million of them.
Yeah, there's about 42 of them.
I've seen like Godzilla, like the very first Godzilla, where it's just him blowing up crap in Tokyo.
Yeah!
And in the end, he turns into skeleton thingies.
Skeleton thingies. Okay,
skeleton.
Gotcha.
I've seen Ghidra the Three-Headed Monster.
Yep.
It's the one where they finally introduced the three-headed dragon of awesome and death. Yeah.
And fiery electronic stuff.
Yeah, he shoots lightning bolts out of his mouthpieces.
Yes. And there's a new movie coming out next year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically rebooting the whole Godzilla series, which is going to be awesome.
Exactamundo.
Let's see. I've seen the one where he fought that weird thing with the stinger. I think his name is like Megaguirus or whatever.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can never pronounce his name right.
Megaguirus.
How about the one with Biollante, the guy that was the
the plant thing?
Yeah, the plant thing.
I have seen it. Like, I've seen the cover and stuff. Never have actually seen the whole, like, the movie itself, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, it just came out on DVD last year.
One time, I was just surfing the internet on Wikipedia, and I searched up all of the freaking Godzilla movies. And before you know it, it was like 10 o'clock when I finally got to the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's like Rodan, and there's like Gigan, and there's like...
And
Ghidorah, and Mothra, and they all have their own movies.
Gamera,
he's got a couple of movies. Actually, he's got four movies. Yeah. Gamera, freaking giant turtle's got four movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the movie pack over there.
Also, the hedgehog needs some respect, too.
Angerius, or whatever his name is?
Angerius.
I never liked him. He always bugged me. It was like,
why?
He's a giant cockroach. Stomp on him!
Yeah, that is actually... And also, he's noisy. Like,
exactly.
Like Rodan, you don't hear him.
Until
Angerius, like, it's like, dude, you can shut up, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
it's annoying.
Yeah. When I was younger, like about 5 years old, since I have like Godzilla games on my game systems and stuff, and Zachary and I used to call Gigan an intergalactic chicken of death.
Well, technically, true.
Yeah, because he actually sounds like a weird robo-chicken, like...
Well, you know that dinosaurs used to actually be feathered, right?
Yes.
So it's like chickens technically were evolved from dinosaurs.
Yep.
That whole, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Dinosaur.
You can actually ask my brother about dinosaurs, because he's, like, an expert.
Ah, dinosaurs.
Yay.
So go ahead, put the other guy on now.
What?
That was EW. He likes to play Scooby-Doo. Well, little dude, it was great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Have fun. Now we've got a surprise guest coming in as well. I don't know if he's still with us yet or not. He hasn't made any noises.
It's Godzilla?
Apathetic Godzilla.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He is like 32 years old. No, he's like 52 years old. Godzilla.
Oh, I was going to say.
Dude, yeah, no, he's like 50-something odd years old.
Man, I thought he was paying you a compliment.
Well, you know, with the Canadian exchange.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The life exchange rate is like, 1.73.
50 is the new 32.
Well, for some of us it is.
Zombies never age. They just get grayer.
We just mature gracefully with elegance and style.
They get grayer because they get a lot of duct tape.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This zombie don't do no duct tape. Although my shoes could probably use some.
Have you ever really done that? Have you ever? You know,
no.
It obviously is a sign that, you know, you need new shoes. But sometimes it's just cool to do anyway.
No, when there's a hole in my shoe, I get new shoes. It's kind of a rule that goes.
Here's the magic of duct tape. You don't even have to wait until you get holes in your shoes. Just do it anyway. Like a brand new pair of shoes, put duct tape on it.
Right?
No. No.
I've seen guys hot glue them.
I've seen people do strange things like that, yes.
Why would you hot glue duct tape?
The shoes. Yeah, and if you get the dollar store duct tape, it's not as sticky as you think.
No, it's not. Did you know that there are various gradations of glue, and they're actually keyed for how long the glue will start bonding at the molecular level?
Just like a romance.
Yep. Because if they're going to get their happy on, I'm not going any farther with that.
Hey, you know, I got you. You two guys are here, and I've never had the opportunity.
I didn't do it!
But, you know, you just released a new Magic Farmer.
I was just going to get into that.
Do you know it's the when you released it, it also released on the front page and the news page of TMV Cafe?
Well, that's spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
So has it been hitting every Monday then?
As soon as you guys posted, it's up.
Excellent.
Holy cow.
And for those viewers at home listening, you should also check out Magic Farmers Incorporated. Because it's funny.
And you know, fun. Yeah, it's this cool thing that I don't want to make us sound more noble than we actually are, though we are.
We're just full of more riboflavin.
That's right, with more riboflavin. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Zombie Zach and I had a long heart-to-heart talk about it, mm-hmm. and there was just no disputing it. Mondays suck.
Yep.
They just suck.
So we hit it with a stick.
We hit it with a stick. Even if you have a vacation day on Monday, it's an illusion because you're just buying yourself some time before the next Monday sucks.
Do people do that? Have vacation days on Monday?
You don't.
What the hell is vacation day on Monday? What is that? I've heard of this.
It happens.
Must know more!
In America, a lot of holidays drop on a Monday.
Wow.
Like Columbus Day, when he discovered South America. We snagged that as our national holiday. But, you know, Mondays overall suck, and Zombie Zach and I just had enough. And we thought, even if we can bring a chortle, a guffaw, you know, a smirk to you on a Monday, isn't that worth it?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Pokemon?
No Pokemons. Oh,
no Pokemons.
I heard a chortle in there.
No, that's, was it Charmander?
No,
I don't know any of those characters from Pokemon. They hurt my brain.
The Chortle.
I've heard of like Yertle the Chortle.
I bet you can't just get them all.
But no, you can't. You can't. They're just like potato chips.
That's because they keep releasing new ones.
That's right. The Pokemon are like potato chips. You just can't eat one. Something like that. But you can't eat just one. But no, Magic Farmers Incorporated is a fun little project that Zombie Zach and I have been diving into, and we hope you guys get a chance to enjoy it. You go to your YouTube videos, and you'll find us every Monday. We got a brand new fun video for you to laugh at, homegrown original material. It's like 5 minutes? Yeah, it's like takes 5 minutes. You're sitting at your cubicle in the morning. You're sitting there going, I don't want to start today. click on Magic Farmers Incorporated, get yourself a laugh, and go, all right, I can do this now.
Cube time translates into YouTube time. Boom.
Exactly. And if you don't have direct, if you never get to the YouTube, it's all over Facebook.
The face
space. So everybody does Facebook.
Really? Not everybody.
Facebook is like the new MySpace.
Ooh, don't say that, because MySpace went belly up almost.
What's MySpace?
Well, it's still there, if you're a musician. It's kind of funny, though.
Your space is wherever you're strutting, big guy.
Yeah.
You always got to strut.
Yeah, strut your stuff. So it's, but no, it's been fun. It's been fun working on it, and I'm excited to see. And we're just starting off. We're just putting out some giddy stuff to begin with. We got some, you know, as the steam roll goes down the hill, it's going to go faster and faster and get crazier and crazier.
Whoa, hold on. You ordered a steamroller?
Yes. You should be getting it by the end of the week. Please sign for it or they send it back.
I think it's here now.
It's got extra Tebow.
Tebow. Neo before Zod.
Yes. Something but along those lines.
Definitely thanks for the support, EW.
That's always. Cool. I mean, I have always enjoyed listening to Magic Farmers.
Well, it started off in the TMV Cafe. It was an audio show. It was like the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
But you know what I find funny is both Magic Farmers and Donuts are now got things branching off. You guys literally are taking it into video, which is awesome. And I
taking over the world.
But there's characters that are starting to come alive as well and getting their own little deals.
Yeah? What you got? Where's Donuts going? Where are those donuts going except for right for your waistline? Tell us. You got to tell us.
Well, you didn't hear about Julia Chives?
No, I have not.
Julia Chives now has her own YouTube page and fan page.
Who? Julia Chives, the cooking?
Yep.
Wait. She's not like the extra sauce you put on top of like salad, is she?
No, definitely not.
Because that's where the zombie world goes.
Ah, I did not know that. We'll have to remember that.
So what is she doing on YouTube?
Cooking.
She's crazy. She's putting up cooking stuff?
She's putting up cooking stuff. Actually, believe it or not, she's even getting emails already and on cooking advice. People wanting advice.
Ah. Like, Dear Julia Chives, I've got a cold, so I can't smell things very well. When the hell should I get rid of this tuna?
Now!
There's a good one.
Would that be a question that Julia could help me with?
Yeah, I'm sure she could.
I will send that in tomorrow.
I got one.
Because I'm actually looking for that very specific answer. How long should I keep this tuna? I can't tell.
And started walking. Yes.
I've got a question for her. What is mustard good for?
Everything.
Nothing!
On a Pop-Tart.
On a Pop-Tart.
Ew.
Mustard on a Pop-Tart, dude.
Dude, that's just like grody to the max.
You have to eat under very special circumstances.
Fully or half-baked?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, like one time I was with a bunch of buddies of mine, and we saw this commercial for making pudding in a cloud. We were so inspired. You take chocolate pudding, and then you put a layer of whipped cream, and then chocolate pudding and a layer of whipped cream is called pudding in a cloud, and you put them in these cups, and there were like four of us, so we made three pudding in a cloud, and the last guy, we ran out of pudding, so he just got cloud.
Ooh, cloud.
So, who's EW got next?
I don't know, EW. Who does EW got next?
I actually have actress, model, and comedian, Jilly Reel.
Has she bought stock in this station? Wasn't she just on like three times this week?
No.
Look at her go.
She was on Hillbilly Hand Fishing, and so her and Dee Dee were actually on.
Dee Dee Bigelow.
Yep.
Don't touch that button, Dee Dee.
So we're going to talk about her comedy tonight.
She's still a cougar.
Funny lady.
Yep.
Excellent.
I gave up on her. I've tried to get her on the Wear Pig for like 6-7 months now. And every time she says, sure. And then about 2 weeks before we go up, she says, no, I don't like you.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes. Give her shit about that. Tell her about it. I've been trying, actually, for over a year now. And every time she says, okay, definitely this date, and then she says, no, forget it. And then she turns around and does free pie night. You've got connections, my friend.
Right? Well, she's actually calling me right now.
There it is. Roll. I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll call that the end of tonight's show for the mad, mad, mad world of After Rot. Everybody, thanks for joining us. Greg, EW, Little Dude, and everybody in the chat room, have yourselves a pleasant one.
Love the elephant.
And, yeah, we'll try to do this real quick.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their pick.